And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, it seems that some creative entrepreneurs in Minnesota have found a novel way to express their First Amendment rights. The Minnesota Abortion Action Committee is now peddling hoodies and t-shirts featuring a burning anti-abortion center. Because healthcare, which is what they call abortion, is best described with arson imagery, right? Yeah, well, these fashion-forward activists claim that there are 90 of these so-called, quote, fake clinics in Minnesota compared to only 9 abortion facilities. I guess offering free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and support to struggling mothers is now considered fake care, while actually murdering unborn babies is healthcare. What a brave new world. And the U.S. Army, well, it seems like they're doing their part in this conversation as well, because they've been teaching soldiers that pro-life organizations are dangerous terrorist groups. Yeah, that's such a fair comparison, isn't it? Peacefully advocating for the protection of unborn life, just like Al-Qaeda. The Army claims there's no evidence this training was meant to, quote, further a personal viewpoint. The training itself is evidence of that. And over in the People's Republic of California, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation prohibiting schools from notifying parents if their child expresses a desire to change gender identity. Yeah, heaven forbid parents are involved in major decisions affecting their own children's well-being. And there's a conservative legal group now suing over this assault on parental rights. Because shockingly, some people still believe mothers and fathers should have a say in their children's upbringing. I know, the audacity to still be so old-fashioned. And in a case that's currently making headlines, media outlets around the South have been pretty quick to blame pro-life laws for a woman's death following complications from a chemical abortion. Just one problem: the facts don't support the narrative. That's liberal media for you. Amber Thurman obtained abortion pills in North Carolina to end the lives of her unborn twins. Then she returned home to Georgia, where she later developed an infection. And while her death was likely preventable with earlier treatment, there's zero evidence that Georgia's pro-life laws played any role in delaying her care. But why let pesky facts get in the way of a good story, right? Finally, because indoctrinating kids is all the rage these days, a tax-funded group in Wisconsin sent diversity, equity, and inclusion belonging kits to 300 daycares. The kits included books that tell toddlers they may not actually be boys or girls and that white people invented racism. One of the daycare owners was initially excited to receive what she thought were educational materials, that is, until she actually read what they were, and was shocked by the inappropriate content being pushed on small children. But hey, in this day and time in this country, you're never too young to learn about gender fluidity and critical race theory, right? I mean, after all, learning colors and shapes, that's too old-fashioned. Why bother with the ABCs when you can teach DEI? And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.